I'd like to talk a little bit about resilience. I think I might have talked about that last time, and it also seems like it's a good area for us to continue to cultivate resilience. How do we adapt? How do we bounce back? How do we work with what is and keep ourselves bright and shiny and energetic? And what I really like to relate to is that idea of our bigger self versus our smaller self. For me, when I'm really inside my body, I often feel that I have this personal self, this Wendy. My muscles are tight, or this hurts, or there's that, or I want this. And as I was pointing to during this sit, it's very helpful for me to actually pay attention to the part of me that's in the space around me. And that's me too. We know that because we can feel somebody when they're near us. We feel their energy, so we don't stop at our skin. We're more than that. And when we pay attention to this part that's around us, it's less of a small me. It's less of a self. It's more of a universal quality of connection. And many of us don't pay attention to the space behind us. But if we do, we have that whole sense of there's a back to us, and that back supports us. And you know, some of you have been with me, we've done the exercises imagining there's a wind at your back when you walk. Like when you get a second wind in an activity, or you're in the zone or the flow state, we have that experience, something is coming through us. I can't remember if I've read this quote to you. I have a new book. Just came out, Dragons in Power. Woohoo! But there's a wonderful quote by Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I don't know if you know him, but he's fantastic. He's an astrophysicist. He's a black guy that's very flamboyant and funny and brilliant. So this quote really speaks to what I'd like us to consider. The atoms of our bodies are traceable to the stars that manufactured them in their cores and exploded these enriched ingredients across our galaxy billions of years ago. For this reason, we are biologically connected to every other living thing in the world. We are chemically connected to all molecules on Earth. We are automatically connected to all atoms in the universe. We are not figuratively, but literally stardust. And I've been using that as a little cue to help me pop into my resilient mode. Because when I find myself being concerned or getting caught up in headlines or something going on, and I can feel myself start to tighten around it. I have this sort of opinion about it, and I have this reaction to it, and it's accompanied by a muscle tightening. And my mind gets a little bit tight too, and I begin to only see one thing. I lose the panoramic view. I lose the big picture. And so I'll sometimes say to myself, Wendy, you're stardust. And when I say that, I'm like, oh, whew. And even if it's for a few seconds, I have a little more of a feeling of lightness and openness and vibration. And it's important for us to also remember, as real as we feel and as solid as we feel, as the Buddha pointed to, there is no real self. It's impermanent. And so if I can trigger that sense of that larger universal energy, that divine energy, I remember that my body is made up of atoms. We're all made up of a gazillion atoms. And atoms are vibrating energy. There is no, they can't find the solid thing that's in an atom. It becomes a wave or a particle. It moves, it pulses. And actually, scientifically, we're not solid. And it's this illusion that the Buddha talked about, that we get completely caught up believing we're a solid me. My problem, my concerns, my feelings. Oh, my feelings. And it's so, it leads to dukkha, it leads to suffering when we spend too much time there. Of course we experience it because most of us have grown up in the West and we were educated to believe that we are an individual real self and that we have these real experiences and we have to really manage our life. But that's only a partial truth. It's not the whole truth. And the Dharma is very clearly stating that, that actually that's an illusion. We're not this solid individual self. Everything is impermanent. Everything arises and dissolves and goes away. All of us will too. It's natural. So I want to encourage all of us to find little ways to discipline ourselves to wake up. You know, that story about the Buddha, one of my favorite is when he got his enlightenment, people came to him and they said, what are you? Are you a devil? Are you an angel? Are you a god? And the Buddha said, I'm awake. So if we can wake up, even for little flashes throughout the day, in my new book, I call them little moments, glimpses of enlightenment, where even just for a few seconds, we pay attention to the fact that we're connected to all things, that we're vibrating energy. We could remember, think about the sky and the earth. And I like to imagine as a concentration, instead of looking at the headlines or my computer in the news, I could take a few breaths and I could, as I inhale, I could ride the spiral like a DNA is a double helix. And I can think of, on the inhale, I'm going to ride the spiral up to the sky. On the exhale, I'm going to flow the spiral down through my body into the earth. So inhale, there's a nice flowing that I go up out the top of my head, connecting to the sky. Exhaling, it's coming down from above, and it takes me into the earth. And it's, a for me, an attractive concentration. It puts me in a state of realizing that I'm more than just this flesh and bones, more than this individual ego identity, this Wendy that wants this and that. And so that's one thing, is you can find some way to play with your breath. Instead of just noticing the breath as it is, you can work the breath as a technique to shift you away from your personal self, your individuated solid self. You can use your breath to connect to heaven and earth. The other thing, and you've heard me say this before, but now is the good time, is to be sure that you spend a few seconds now and then straightening your arms out. When you straighten your arms out, more energy flows through your body and you release a little testosterone. And what that does is it activates the part of the brain that has big picture thinking, that sees the panoramic view, that is like, wow, this is a really weird time right now, and I wonder what it'll be like a year in the future. And, you know, it's bigger than this moment. So when I let myself physically open, my brain opens. They're connected. And when I notice that I'm tight and that I'm shrinking, that I'm small, I need to be disciplined. I need to find a way to shift that. And so Mary commented on this when I mentioned it in my email. I signed my email NAS, which is Noble, Awesome, Shiny. And in this new book, I talk about it. And I think I've told you this story, but I'll tell you again. My Aikido teacher was teaching a seminar and he was frustrated because he has this beautiful, flowing, powerful technique. And we were trying, and he said, you look terrible. You're all so stiff. And then he showed us what he was looking for, and we tried. And then he stopped us again. He said, now you all look spaced out and weak. And he was trying to convey the quality he was looking for in the movement. And he said, I want to see you're noble. I want to see you're awesome. I want to see you're shiny. So for me, noble is that sort of really dignified, uplifted quality that we get that takes me above my head, not just, you know, sit up straight, but just something that's goes beyond the physical. And then awesome is that expansiveness that I talked about. Awesome traditionally has that feeling of respect and that we can really be effective in the world. And shiny is, for me, the warmth. And that's something I really encourage you to do throughout the day. Again, be disciplined. Take 4 or 5 seconds and ask yourself, what if I could just for a moment think of something that would make me smile? It might be a person. It might be a place. It might be an animal. But if we do that for a few seconds now, just take a few seconds and think of something that makes you smile. As you're doing that, there's a chemical being released in your body. It's called oxytocin. And it's a cousin of dopamine, the feel-good chemicals. And during these times, it's important that we trigger those chemicals. So we have moments where our body feels good. It feels connected. And, you know, I'm not going to use the word safe because it's not part of my thing. But I feel like we feel that it's workable, that our world becomes workable. And it's very important that we find ways to touch in to this more resourceful state. And the qualities are it's uplifted, it's open, it radiates warmth. And we find when we're in that state that we have more courage. And we can start to face some of the strange things that we see in the news with a little more big picture and humor. And instead of thinking, well, that's just horrible, which it may be, we might ask ourselves, huh, I wonder, why are those people behaving that way? What is driving that behavior? So I could even get more curious about that instead of being judgmental, which is my tendency to think they should be different. Instead, of course, I want them to be different, but I wonder why. Why that's happening. So I'm going to stop here and just, you know how to unmute yourself, or I think you can put things in the chat box. I can't see them, the chat box, but you could unmute. And if you have any questions or comments, or also if there's any ways you've been finding to tap into a little more resilience during this time. What have you been using? I'm sharing with you what I've been using. But I think if we can find things we can share with each other, we could really bring the Sangha a little more into the noble, awesome, shininess.
What is the name of your new book?
Oh, it's called Dragons and Power. Well, this is a, there we go, Dragons and Power. It's got a dragon. And look, see my cute dragon shirt?
Great.
It's not easy to find a cheerful dragon that's not for children, but I did find this one. I was very happy with it.
So I'm assuming that what you've just been speaking about, away from the small self into the outer environment, which I really like.
Yes.
Is something that you're speaking about in this book?
I am. And the premise is that we have within us a malevolent dragon and a benevolent dragon. That we have the, you know, in Asian traditions, dragons are usually protectors. And in the medieval chivalric tradition, they're usually problematic. They eat maidens and they hoard gold and so on. But in the Tibetan Buddhism and in the Asian traditions, they protect things. They show up as rainbows. They shower gold to poor villagers and things like that. So my feeling is that we have this dragon energy, this wild energy within ourselves. And how do we tame it? through practices, through mindfulness, is the way we begin to tame our dragon so that we can use it for benevolent power to be helpful and not get derailed. And then in the book, I also talk about the shadow side, how easy it is to fall. And I have six kinds of personal power. So the idea is develop ourselves first. So there are motivation, inspiration, discipline, big picture, compassion, and confidence. And then the idea is if we're working with ourselves, then we can be more effective in the world. So then I have six kinds of what I call social power. So warmth, resilience, connection, knowledge, intuition. So it's about how do we move from this small individual self to this larger resourceful self? And then how do we develop fun and interesting practices? And it's what I've done is I've put centering practices in the text of the book. Because to be honest with you, if I'm reading a book and then it has exercises to do at the end of the chapter, I never do them. So I decided to put the practices in the text. So little short ones. And it's a very easy read. I want us to remember that we're not just this illusion of small ego self. We're so much more. And we have Buddha nature, and the Buddha nature is benevolent. And it's important that we find ways to touch into that throughout the day. So thank you for your question. Any other comments or insights or ways in which you are able to cultivate resilience during these times? Anyone else? Yes, Barbara. You have to unmute. Bill, can you unmute yourselves?
Yes.
There we go.
Just practice gratitude for the air. Just breathing.
And just lovely.
And then you breathe all that air into you.
I love it. Gratitude for the air. That's fantastic. Thank you for that. I'm going to use it. Super. Yes. Anyone else have any little tricks or exercises, ways that you're moving yourself from feeling irritated or concerned to more noble, awesome, and shiny? Yes, Linda.
Hi. So I find when I do get myself outside and I'm out a lot, I'm using my other senses more than just my eyesight. I was standing in the woods the other day, just feeling the breeze and watching the trees sway, but more like feeling them sway and feeling kind of with them and smelling. I don't know if it's that lack of touch with other people. I mean, I'm home with my husband, but that's it. It's been a couple of months now. That I'm kind of reaching out for some connectivity there with the larger space and using senses other than my sight, where I'm smelling a lot, I've noticed lately, and feeling the sun and listening to birds has just been very useful.
Very nice. You know, nature is such a healer. And the founder of Aikido was a Shinto priest and just believed that everything in nature had a spirit. And so when he was moved to go pray, he would wake up his students in the middle of the night. And they'd go out in the garden in the pouring rain. They'd hold the umbrella and he'd be praying to the trees and the rocks and the spirits of them. So I'm with you. Nature is a great healer. Thank you for that.
I think Katya had her hand up.
Yep.
Yep. Hi.
Hi.
My answer would be structure, that I found it very helpful to structure my days weeks in a certain way that reflect my values. So I have like three things I do every day. One is doing practice meditation. Another is walking the dogs, which gets me into nature. And the third is relationships, talking to friends. And things sort of fill out from there. And so I find that I can really relax within the structure and enjoy life. It's like this whole shelter in place thing has been a tremendous opportunity just to really relax and, practice presence really. So I find myself stopping and looking out the window and enjoying whatever is present.
Thank you. That's very nice. And I know the structure can be really important. One of my granddaughters really, really, like you, she feels so much more relaxed and calm when she has structure. It really helps her spirit and her soul. And then my other grandchild can't stand it. So it's different things for different people. And it's really good to know that we should try or experiment with what are we going to use that is going to help us have more equanimity, but also not get stuck in our little self. Thank you so much, Becky.
And also not having to do the work of figuring out what to do next, because, like the priorities have been set.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Anyone else have a little something to share that you've been using to keep your spirit noble, awesome, and shiny?
So I have did I interrupt somebody? This is Deborah. Oh, Shia, you go first.
Oh, it's okay. Well, what I find is gratitude for the good things that are happening. My family is providing shopping for me, and I don't have to go shopping, and my next door neighbor is bringing me food. And I'm getting to know the people in my neighborhood a little bit better, and that feel more connected. I've been here for a year. But I think the most important thing is I've noticed that for me in this time, there are times that I start to feel antsy and restless. And I've noticed that I don't necessarily have to do anything about that. I can just feel it in my body that that's what's going on. And I think I've had those kinds of sensations and feelings as long as I can remember, but I never really quite saw how they were reflected in my body, and that's been amazingly useful.
Nice. Yes, well, the silver linings. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
So I just wanted to hold up this card. I don't know if you can see it, but it says noble, awesome, and shiny on it. And I've had it for years. It's been in the line of the sunshine, so the ink is fading, but I have it here, noble, awesome, and shiny. And I think about, can I be 3% taller? Can I make my shoulders 0.5% lower or more back? And being in the body and paying attention to what's happening in there is always helpful. Just standing up a little taller. I even do it in bed. Can I stretch a little more? And like some other people have been saying, the weather has just been amazing. I've been delighting in the rain. I've been delighting in the sun. I have a very small patio garden, but it is just totally blooming with color. And it has never, ever been so profuse. And I'm just amazed and delighted. And then giving thanks that I'm safe, that I'm sheltered and fed and have everything I need to sustain myself, including a Sangha. And I love you. I almost called you Sandy. Oh my God. I love you, Wendy. Thank you for coming to our Sangha. Thank you. Thank you.
It's always such a pleasure. So I would like to just do a little bit more movement. You can do it sitting. We don't have to stand up. I know some of you are more comfortable sitting, but let's just do some breaths with it. So let's put our hands together like this. And then as we inhale, just reach up to the sky. Think touch the stars. And as you exhale, just open. Long exhale and reach out through the walls. And then let's go again. Bring some energy up from the earth. And reach up and see if you can touch the stars. And then as you exhale, reaching out, 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 out through the walls. And again. So inhale up from the earth, reaching to the stars. Exhale. Reaching out into the world. And let's do a couple of more. And imagine that as you inhale and reaching up, you're taking light, energy, power from the earth, touching the stars, and then send it out your fingertips. Just let it go way out your fingertips. And again, just keep that pulling from the earth, reaching for the stars, sending light out into the world through your arms. And maybe two more. Up in the breath. Exhale out. Sending light out. Little lights coming out your fingertips. And let's go one more. Bringing energy up from the earth. Reach for the stars. Touch the stars. Reach out. And now just let your hands come down on your knees or by your sides if you're standing. And just take a moment and notice how your body feels at this point. Hopefully a sense of aliveness running through you. And now let's bring our attention to the space around our bodies. For a moment, think of the space behind you and imagine that behind you, there's positive energy and you have loved ones with their hands on your back. And it's like a warm breeze. It just wants to support you there as you sit or stand. You're in the warm breeze. And then extend out in front of you a little bit too. Just expand into the sides. Let your spirit inhabit the entire room that you're in. And if you want to go a little bit outside the room, you can. I once was at a talk with the Dalai Lama, and I came out and there was a friend standing in the street. She didn't get in, and she said, "I could feel him out here. His presence is so big and warm and compassionate." And so we can practice a bit of that. We can let our presence go out. And again, one more time, just extend your arms out. Extend your fingers out. And imagine that there's lights flowing out through your arms and through your fingers. And where are those lights touching the walls? Or are they going through the walls? You're bigger and brighter and shinier than you know. We're connected to all things. We are connected to the universe. Nice long breath. And then let's come back to standing or sitting. Another thing that you can do is sometimes you can take your arm and you can just rub your arm a little bit. Rub your hand. Just, or you can pat it. It's up to you whether you like to rub a little bit or pat. You're just stimulating a little life force that's flowing through your extremities. And I go with the other arm, rub it a little bit, pat it if I like. And then you can do your thighs. If you're sitting and if you can reach your knees a little bit, just patting your body. In Aikido, we do this as a stimulus to get all our energy flowing. You might touch and pat a little bit in your core if you like, just gently tapping. Like you're patting yourself. And then stop. And then just sit or stand and just notice if your body feels more vibrant, feels more energy, feels more alive. And so I really, I'm going to read the Neil deGrasse Tyson quote one more time to end with. To send you off with, and hopefully it'll kind of permeate and stay with you, because because I just love this quote. And as I said in the beginning of the talk, when I'm starting to feel tight, one of the quick ways I can change myself is I think, Wendy, you're stardust. And everything for a second, it just makes me smile. And I think I'm stardust. The atoms of our bodies are traceable to the stars that manufactured them in their cores and exploded these enriched ingredients across our galaxy billions of years ago. For this reason, we are biologically connected to every other living thing in the world. We are chemically connected to all molecules on Earth. We are automatically connected to all atoms in the universe. We are not figuratively, but literally stardust. So I just wanted to leave you with that image and that feeling. And I really encourage you all to find little ways to remember your stardust, to bring noble, awesome shininess. And then don't forget this one. You can put your hand on top of your head if you like. And then pop your hand up. And when I do that, my energy just lightens right up. Just touch and up. It's just such a good way to physically, viscerally change the chemicals that are running through my body. And when the chemicals change, my brain changes. And then my brain has access to wisdom, compassion, courage. And I can find myself acting in ways that make me feel more noble, awesome, and shiny. And you know, we're all happiest when we're serving. That's why we love the Sangha, because we serve each other and we support each other. And when we have that resilience, we can be of service.